Have you ever watched an apocalyptic sci-fi movie and wondered, could any of this really happen? I'm Carrie Bechet, and on Hypothetical, we explore what-if questions two ways, through speculative science fiction and through insight from the world's most brilliant scientists. And spoiler alert, your favorite sci-fi movies aren't nearly as far-fetched as you may think. Time travel with me into our possible futures on Hypothetical. New episodes every Tuesday, available on all podcast apps. That's Hypothetical, Hyperthetical.
Blah. Welcome to All Things Internet. I am your host, Rachel Ballinger, and I'm here with my co-host, Emily Brostaff. Here on this podcast, we talk about things we see on the internet that usually have to do with the internet, and sometimes we fact check, and sometimes we don't. And
that's where we're leaving it.
That's where we're leaving it today, because I'm still in Europe, and it is 7:30 a.m. for me on a Sunday, and Emily is in my house in California, and it is 11:30 p.m. on a Saturday, and we're both tired, but happy to be here. What's up? How you doing, Emily?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I am doing fantastic. I'm ready to rock and then roll a little.
The enthusiasm I'm being met with right now is aggressive.
You better catch
up. But
I'm
here for it.
You better catch up.
I should have had a Red Bull.
Ooh.
Wow.
What a company. What a company. Red Bull.
Red Bull, Red Bull.
Red Bull, Red Bull. Red Bull gives you wings. Arr! Okay. No. So I think my espresso hit. Lord help us all. Okay, never mind. No, I'm going to talk about it. So,
Daisy.
Her dog was licking herself.
Doing something private in the corner back there.
So, you know the app I'm creating, Flip?
Yeah.
The person who's like created it, who I'm helping, she was like, I want it to be a mix between, like, I want the brand to be a mix between Red Bull and Reddit. And I was like, what? She goes, think about Red Bull. Everyone knows what it is. They have Red Bull girls. They're in every bar. They sponsor all the sports stuff. It's an energy drink. Everyone knows it. And yeah. Everyone knows their slogan. And I'm like, that is genius. And she's like, they're everywhere. They sponsor everything. Like, you want to see their little Red Bull mini coupe with the big thing on top of it. That's okay. Stupid. But somehow we all want to see it. I was like, yep.
Yes, we do.
Yeah. So I have to figure out, I'm in charge of marketing and I have to figure that out. I'm
like, oh. Okay. That's big goals.
That is big goals.
I love it though.
You're my assistant. Like, you have to also have those goals.
Oh God. Okay.
By the way,
I'm going to start my goal board.
Should we make, what are those boards called? The
dream boards.
The dream, is it a dream board?
The vision board.
The vision board. That's it. When we get home, let's make vision boards.
I love that.
Because you're supposed to manifestation.
I'm trying to manifest and it just keeps backfiring. I don't know. Can you manifest wrong?
Yes, because. Oh. Yes, you can. Because I know you. I know your existence. And you go, I really want an apartment. So you're trying to like manifest that. But then you're like, it's going to be so hard. They're not going to let Daisy in. I'm going to have a lot of issues. They're not going to accept my form of income, blah, blah, blah. And then you start manifesting that tune instead of I'm going to get an apartment today.
That's what I thought. I thought I found the perfect apartment. And I was like, this is mine. I'm signing it. I'm going to get it. And then... No.
But then you had to make four times the rent. Who makes four times the rent?
Who would live in a studio making $89,000 a year?
No. That's just a no.
It's like a 200 square foot studio with like a bucket for a toilet. Who would live in that making $89,000 a year?
That's wrong. It's just wrong.
But okay. Anyway. Yeah.
Honestly, you know what sucks?
Tell me.
My paying a mortgage monthly is less than paying rent monthly, except it's just the only reason people can't own is the down payment sucks. And also getting approved by a bank or a lender sucks. But like I'm paying for my house, my mortgage is way less than my rent would be.
Right.
It's stupid.
I know. My friend just bought like a 5-bedroom, like massive, tiny That's
massive,
that's
tiny.
I know. I was gonna say it's a mini McMansion.
Okay.
And her mortgage payments are less than what my rent payment is going to be.
You just have to be privileged enough to save enough or make enough to have a down payment for it.
Right. Wow.
America, America, the land of the privileged.
That was really good. Simon Cowell, who?
Hi. So should we talk about things that we're actually supposed to talk about, or am I just really hyper today? And I haven't seen one of my friends in weeks. So
I know. We miss you. We want you back.
We miss you.
Yeah.
I will be back in 11 days. Anyway, I know. What happened in the terrible world? Tell me more.
I have to be out of your house in 11 days.
Yup.
You know where Blaze sleeps? Can I just sleep with Blaze?
Where does Blaze sleep?
In the little place you're renovating.
Oh, in my garage. I was like, because I thought you were pointing to the master bedroom, and I was like, boy better not be sleeping in there.
What?
Boy better not be sleeping in that room.
Okay, here's the new
big dog's not allowed in that room.
Here's the new deal. Me, Blazy Days. Daisy. I forgot my own dog's name. Me, Blazy Daisy are all in the garage. Mm-hmm. We don't need a heater. We don't need insulation. We don't need a toilet.
Okay, wait, what happened to my insulation in there? Because I already put insulation in there.
Oh, that's right.
And you did an work air conditioner. Hard. And there is a portable
heater.
You did work
hard. So what I'm hearing is this is a better deal than the studio that I saw today.
So you only have to make 3 times the rent with me.
Oh, thank God. It does all work out.
Is this going to be my office, or is this where Emily lives? Which could also be my office. All right. If you go put up the drywall.
Okay. I'm sure there's a YouTube video out there that'll show me how to do it.
You can stay there for free for a month.
You hear it here, folks. Mm-hmm. That's right. All right. It's a deal.
Okay. All right. Sounds good. We need to... Hi. Welcome to All Things Internet. I'm Rachel. That's Emily. She's my personal assistant, currently living at my house because she was living in Virginia. And then she's moved out to California, but is living in my house, but needs to get out by the time I get home because I have boundaries.
Yeah. I don't. I'm like, let me sleep in the bed with you and Abby. I'll sleep at the foot of the bed like a little cat. I won't take up much room.
We don't let any dog sleep in the bed. Little dog has to sleep in her crate at night. You're not allowed to sleep in the bed. Oh.
What if I share the crate with... Anyway. All right. You ready for the news? Me, okay, new plan. Me, Daisy, Blazy, little dog, all in the crate together at the foot of your bed.
Why does Blaze keep getting in your...
Because I love him so much.
Why is Blaze... I mean, he could definitely go stay with you. He loves a sleepover.
I wish Daisy and Blazy got along.
Oh, those are two dogs that have a hard time getting along with new dogs.
It's true.
Blaze is like Snoop, Louie, Jeter. End of list.
Daisy is like Louie, but only if there's no food around.
Oh, yeah. I have a no food rule with my dogs. I don't want no dogs being fed, no treats.
Yep.
Everyone separate. I don't want any issues ever. What happened in the news today?
We're like 10 minutes in. Haven't said a word about the news.
FaceTime with friends is all this is.
Welcome to Rachel and Emily FaceTime Frenzy. All right. So for the news.
Best ready?
Red Bull.
Yeah. What happened all this right. week?
What happened this week? Let me tell you. Okay. On Saturday, June 18th, it was confirmed via leaked audio from 80 different in-house TikTok meetings that China does in fact have access to U.S. citizens' data, including our biometric data.
What's biometric data?
So biometric data is like fingerprints, facial recognition, voice recognition. It's basically a way to measure a person's physical characteristics and like auditory characteristics to verify their identity. And so, bless you.
Oh, wait, is this news? I thought we already knew this. I thought the second you get an iPhone and you sign up for an app, you sign away all data. Why is this shocking to people?
Because there was like a privacy clause. Like, you know, when you sign up for an app and it makes you read through that like 10, well, it makes you in quotes read through the 10 page like privacy clause or whatever. And everyone just scrolls through and clicks accept terms.
Yeah, stop doing that and then expecting all of your things to be private. What? I'm surprised I haven't clicked. Yes, you may have my firstborn child. Like, I'm assuming I've clicked that in my life.
At this point, if you entertain me for 6 hours without me having to move from the bed or like move my finger more than half an inch, then like you can have whatever you want at this point, right? Yeah. So, I mean, this kind of was what Trump was talking about before, you know, the presidential switch. He was basically talking about banning TikTok from the U.S. and like, you know, not allowing people to use it because he didn't want China having access to all of our data. But then China came, if I'm remembering correctly, they basically came up with a way that the data was being filtered through the U.S. and then also there was some other country it was being filtered through, but it wasn't going to China directly, and this was kind of the compromise that they came to.
It was
to.
Like a third party was in between.
Sort of, yeah. And then when Biden came in office, I'm not sure why, but he got rid of this. And so then since then, it was, I have the exact dates, from September of 2021 to January of 2020. I'm sorry. To January of 2022. Look at her. Okay, if you're only listening, my dog is just creepily sitting in the corner staring at me.
She's sitting very strangely and sitting faced towards the actual corner, but then has her head swooped around, being like, are you still talking? It's bedtime.
I don't like this. Lay down. She's not going to listen to me. Anyway, so yes, from September of 2021 until January 2022, China had direct access to U.S. data from TikTok users. So the parent company to TikTok is called ByteDance, and this runs directly through Beijing, and they have confirmed that they, well, through these leaked audios, it has been confirmed that they repeatedly accessed private information about U.S. TikTok users. And
like, why is that bad? Like,
that was exactly what I was trying to figure out, because
like they don't have our banking info or social security number. So,
well, once they get your biometric data, you become a lot more vulnerable to losing all of your data, because it's really easy to change a password. So like if you get hacked, you can change your password, yeah. Right? If it's just like, you know, password 123. But once someone
don't
has
tell people my password.
I'll bleep it out. But once a company or once like a database has your very distinct individual, it can't be replicated. Facial features and voice features and fingerprints, you can't change that stuff.
Oh.
So it's like now it makes you way more susceptible to being hacked. And a bigger reason why this is a big deal is because now once they have access to what we like and like our personal algorithms and our information and, you know, all that kind of stuff, it becomes a manipulation problem. So
Apple has all these things too?
No, I mean, did you watch that documentary that came out on Netflix? Okay. It was popular like a year or two ago, and it was basically talking about, and I watched it because I've never understood the argument of like why people don't like targeted ads, yeah. Like why people have a problem with like data mining and targeted ads, because personally I love when I'm scrolling on Instagram and a cute t-shirt pops up that is like obviously very specifically directed and marketed, yeah, towards me, and I'm like, boop, bye. Like I don't have a problem with it. And so I was watching this documentary trying to like educate myself and figure out why this is a bigger problem, and it just all comes down to like privacy and the fact that like social media and like the internet and basically this massive database of everyone's information is just starting to slowly creep in and control every single thing we do. Yeah. So it boils, like, do you remember when like the whole election like controversy was happening and everyone was saying that Russia was interfering because they were putting ads onto Facebook to campaign for Trump and to, you know, try and discredit Biden? And so like it goes so beyond just like suggesting a cute t-shirt for you, and now it's like interfering with our politics, and so that's where it's becoming a problem. Yeah. Okay. So I read this really good, it was from the New York Times, because I was really trying to make sure that, you know, I covered everything. And they had a good quote in there, and it said, that TikTok's real power isn't over our data. It's over what users watch and create. It's over the opaque algorithm that governs what we see and what we don't. So basically, it's talking about how this Chinese Communist Party can use TikTok to influence American, like everything Americans see and hear and think. So it can influence our politics and influence our what we buy and what we trade and what we, you know, just okay. everything.
I think so. I've just like been aware of that and have accepted that this isn't shocking to me. I just kind of assume that's already what's going on. And I don't expect any of my things to ever be. My job is literally on the internet. Like, I have to make up answers to security questions because everyone knows everything about me. So,
right.
I'm not like shocked by any of this. And I'm like, okay, yeah, I guess maybe, I don't know. Like, yeah, I guess it can be a problem. It doesn't stress me out because I just thought that's what we were already doing.
I think on a personal level, I don't get super stressed out about it because I don't pick my political candidates off based off of what social media tells me or pushes. Like, I like to do my own individual research and like I really dive deep into things when I'm forming like human rights opinions and political opinions and all that kind of stuff. But I think that what scares me is on the grander, the larger picture is not everyone thinks like we do. And they'll see something pop up on Facebook and it'll be like an article that very well could be like this New York Times article. It led to an opinion piece. And basically that opinion piece was talking about how like if there's another election controversy, whatever candidate buys off this company or like makes friends with this company could start pushing, you know, their agenda. Mm. And so I think that's what scares me is all these like very young voters that are about to like.
Do you think that's why Biden got rid of the thing?
Like you mean to like boost himself?
Because Trump was trying
maybe
to stop him.
But that's the funny thing is like, dun, dun, dun. In my opinion, I feel like Trump would be the one to like buy them off.
I know, but he's the one that made enemies with them and put this like thing on that they couldn't have data.
Oh, true. Right. And so Biden's securing his next election. Yeah. I mean,
you hear the conspiracy here first, people. Somehow we're doing it against the Democrat.
right. We're like, do your own research. Like, don't allow conspiracies to get to you. Daddy Biden bought off. Right. Yeah. I don't want these like new and upcoming voters, like especially the Gen Zers who like are very, very influenced by the internet and get most of their news from the internet. Like, I don't want them.
Yeah.
Like seeing propaganda, like false propaganda and being like, oh, okay. And that influencing
that
them.
Makes sense.
That scares me.
But. I'm going to pause real quick and check to see if we have a sponsor for today. Sponsor.
Anna Sheridan, missing for nearly 6 months now.
I need you to find me.
The Sheridan Tapes, a serialized horror mystery podcast. Stream the complete series today on Realm and on all podcasting platforms.
Okay, so was that it or was there more?
Nope, that was it on that. Okay, so we have some updates to Britney Spears' wedding.
Britney Spears.
Our Lord and Savior. That's okay, so apparently Paris Hilton turned down a DJing gig for President Joe Biden so that she could attend Britney's wedding.
Love it.
So in her like latest podcast episode, she said, I was actually asked to DJ for the president and a bunch of other presidents from around the world at this special dinner, but this was more important to me. Yes, queen.
Love it. Priorities.
Love it. Right. Okay. And then even though Britney's mom was not invited, like no one in Britney's family was invited to the wedding.
Why would they be?
Right. Exactly. Well, there was, you know, it was said that she did invite her brother Brian to the wedding.
Wait, she has a brother?
That's what I said. I was so confused. I literally thought it was Britney and Jamie Lynn or whatever.
How old is the brother?
Let me tell you how old
you fact check research that
Britney Spears's brother. Yeah, I had no idea he existed. 45 years old.
Wait, so he's older than her?
Mm-hmm. Isn't that weird?
When did this happen? Clearly 45 years ago. But is it, what?
Right?
Why have I never heard of him?
Yeah, Brian James Spears. He was born April 19th, 1977. He's the oldest older brother of singers Britney Spears and Jamie Lynn.
Are we calling Jamie Lynn a singer?
Google was. I am not. That was an interesting choice. So it was reported that he was invited to the wedding, and his girlfriend on Instagram posted a message basically saying, like, that he couldn't, even though he was invited, he wishes Britney all the best, but that he can't attend because there's a scheduling conflict, and that their daughter had her fifth grade graduation, and that he needs to be there for his daughter first, and, you know, yada, 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 whatever. But that they love Britney and Sam and wishing them all the best. Well, Britney came forward and she said that he was never invited to the wedding. She decided to set the story straight and wrote one of her very inspirational Britney-esque Instagram captions.
Yes.
Which I will spare you the full thing, but I'll give you the highlights. She said, "You were never invited to my wedding, so why even respond? Do you honestly think I want my brother there? None of you ever wanted it to..." At this point, she's talking about the conservatorship. None of you ever wanted it to end because you all love telling me what to do and treating me like absolutely nothing. You hurt me and you know it. Go F yourself, Brian. F you. So he was apparently not invited.
Okay.
Yeah. So,
Wow.
Yep. She's since deleted the Instagram post, and neither Brian or his girlfriend have acknowledged this. However, the girlfriend did delete the original post in which she was wishing Britney and Sam congratulations. And then even though Britney's mom was not invited to the wedding, she still left a congratulations message on Britney's page saying, "You look radiant and so happy. Your wedding is the dream wedding, and having it at your home makes it sentimental and so special. I'm so happy for you. I love you." Okay.
Why do people have to say anything when they know it's just like you're going to piss her off?
Because I think she wants to bring traffic over to her own page.
That's true.
Right?
Okay. I get that.
Maybe. I don't know. Is my volume low, by the way?
No. My back hurts. I'm like wiggling around like crazy.
We're both struggling.
Okay. Keep going.
Oh, my. For those of you that are just listening, Rachel is flat on the floor. All right. So Britney Spears and... Oh, there's also been an update. Britney Spears and Sam have... officially confirmed that they did sign a prenup to protect her multi-million-dollar estate. And he's talked he's said a few times in the past in interviews that they're very like fair with their money, that he's a lot more conservative with the money than she is, and that he pays his own, you know, pays his own way, and that, you know, he doesn't take advantage of her for her money. They split things, you know, yada, yada, yada. And so because Britney is, this is as close as I could get, she's approximately worth $60 million. They signed a prenup agreement.
That's crazy that she's worth that little.
That's what I was thinking. Yeah. Only $60 million.
Like everything was done wrong and like money was just being taken from her.
Yep. Exactly. Yep. And so they signed a prenup that says that every dime Spears earned up until the date of their marriage is guarded in the case that they ever break up. So anything after they got married is going to be split however they determine in the prenup. But before that, Sam can't touch any of it.
That's usually prenups. Like what I had before you is mine. What I have during is half.
Yeah.
That's pretty normal prenup.
Yeah. And then lastly, Britney Spears' ex, the one that live streamed him breaking into her home
ex-husband.
The one that broke in the day of her wedding and live streamed the entire thing. He has officially been charged with a felony stalking. And the Ventura County Supervising Deputy District Attorney, that is a mouthful, Aaron Meister I like needed to catch a breath in between. So Aaron Meister told BuzzFeed News that the stalking charges stemmed from a potential pattern of conduct of coming to the property. And she said that she has reason to believe that this was not the first time that he had come to the property. And so he returns to court on Wednesday for a bail review hearing.
And didn't she fire her entire security team? That's what I read.
Oh, I didn't see that.
Yeah, she's like, she apparently fired everybody. Because they allowed him to get onto the property. That's insane. Not only onto the property, but into her house.
Honestly, it's like, you got one job.
Do it.
Come on. Do it. Yeah. I never like hearing about people losing their jobs. And like, I always feel sorry because like I lost my job at the beginning of the pandemic. And like, that was a panic that I never want anyone to experience. But like,
but this has to do with the safety of a human being. Like, you that is that fireworthy. Bad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm, yeah.
Yeah.
So, wow. And then our last big news story is on Friday, Lizzo released her new single, Girls. Mm-hmm. And then over the weekend, it began trending on TikTok because she was being criticized for using what some deemed a slur. So her lyrics read, hold my bag, did you see this? I'm a spaz. And so the word spaz is considered like super offensive to the, people with disabilities. And on Twitter, I'm just going to read the tweet because they state it better than I ever can. They said, Lizzo, please re-release Girls without the ableist slur. That word is not kind to disabled people. Your music is global and you have a voice folks listen to. We are trusting and asking you to release it without the slur. And then another person wrote, hey, Lizzo, my disability, cerebral palsy, is literally classified as spastic diplegia. Sorry if I'm saying that wrong, where spastically refers to an unending painful tightness in my legs. Your new song makes me pretty angry plus sad. Spaz does not mean freaked out or crazy. It's an ableist slur. It's 2022. Do better. And so in response to all the backlash, Lizzo put out a statement saying, it's been brought to my attention that there is a harmful word in my new song, Girls. Let me make one thing clear. I never want to promote derogatory language. As a fat black woman in America, I've had many hurtful words used against me. So I understand the power words can have, whether intentionally or unintentionally. I'm proud to say there's a new version of Girls with a lyric change. This is the result of me listening and taking action. As an influential artist, I'm dedicated to being part of the change I've been wanting to see in the world.
She did the right thing 1,000%. She didn't go, that's not what I meant. Like, she didn't go, she was just like, hey, I understand I messed up whether my intentions were there or not. And she immediately released a new thing. I saw all this and I thought she handled it very well. And I hope that no one stays mad at her for this because what I'm realizing more and more, I had no idea that was a slur.
Me neither.
I will never, now that I'm aware, I will make a very conscious effort to never say that again. I don't even think I have said it in the past few years just because it's not really a word anyone says anymore.
Yeah.
As a kid, I know I said it, but I, again, had no idea what it was stemmed from and that it was something that could offend someone else. So the last tweet you read was like, I expect more from you, do better. That I'm like,
I know.
That one I'm like, okay, the thing, like the first one was like, hey, just so you know, this is a slur. Please, you need to like be aware of this and do something about it.
Right.
The other one was like, I like some words we all know are no go. There's no excuse for not knowing some words. So I was like, but their words like these, or I'm like, educate. And then once they're educated, you got to hold them to the standard. Like, that was a word that I don't think any of us really knew was.
I didn't know. No. So,
And so, the last tweet was a bit aggressive, but I understand the frustrations. But we're living in a day and age where it's like we're all learning still, and we all care now. That's the thing, is everyone cares now, but we're all still learning. So I like that she switched it, and I hope that everyone agrees that we can't say this word anymore because it is offensive, and we will continue on from there. My camera is about, the battery needs to be switched because it's overheating.
Okay.
So let's check to see if we have another sponsor for today. Sponsor. And we're back.
All right, last little tiny news blurb we have is Netflix officially confirmed we're getting season 2 of Squid Games. And in the meantime, a Squid Game reality series, because season 2 isn't coming for a while because it takes them a really long time to produce it.
Yeah, because it's ridiculous.
Right. And so in the meantime, we're getting Squid Game reality series, which is a real life competition where, just like in the TV show,
you die.
Welcome. 456 contestants are competing for $4.56 million, which Netflix is claiming is the biggest TV cash prize in history, and it's going to be 10 episodes long. So they're hoping that holds us over until the actual season 2 can come out.
No one's dying, though, right?
No one's dying, allegedly.
Okay. Allegedly. Just their souls.
Yes. All right, you ready for our positive moments?
Positive moments.
Yeah. All right. Earlier in the week, a teenage girl in Long Island accidentally hit the gas pedal instead of her brake when trying to pull out of her parking spot and ended up driving her car into the bay. And as her
this is a positive moment,
it becomes positive. While she's down there, she discovers the cure for cancer.
I know you're going through it, but like, do you need to know what a positive moment is? It ain't that.
It ain't that. No, no, no. As her car was sinking into the water, she tried to open her car door and window and obviously couldn't get them open because...
Emily, this is the worst positive moment.
It turns good. So then a 17-year-old named Anthony Zongor, I think I'm pronouncing that correctly, jumped into the water after her, and after trying to get her door open but couldn't, he noticed when he weighed himself down on the front of the car, it lifted the back end of the car out of the water. And so he went and pushed the front end of the car down so that she could crawl into the back and open one of the back doors, and then they swam to the shore together. And it ended up that they were actually classmates, but in the moment they didn't recognize each other because it was like dusk. Wow. And it was like dark out, and like there was so much chaos.
Wow, he's a great person.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, that was really cool. I mean, not the whole thing that happened, but like him saving her, and like he didn't even think, like the whole thing was caught on CCTV like footage from the parking lot. Yeah. And you can see like he literally watches her drive in, and he because he was about to like pull out of a parking space, and he hops right out of his car and starts like taking off his jacket and like dives right in without even thinking, which was really cool. Not a lot of people would do that.
No.
Yeah. All right, in a more start to finish positive moment,
please.
Houston has housed 25,000 homeless people with apartments of their own. So according to the Good News Network, which I love, Houston is the fourth most populated city in the country, and it has reduced its rate of homelessness over the last decade by 63% by using a housing first approach that focuses on getting homeless people into one bedroom apartments as fast as possible, worrying about things like jobs and drug addiction and mental health issues after the fact.
I've heard about these programs, and they work really, really
well. They work
well.
Really well. Yep.
That's Houston, Texas?
Right.
That's awesome.
Right? I'm like, finally, Texas.
Yeah, I'm all about this. It. That's fantastic. Great. Right? Let's do it everywhere else.
Right? Exactly. And then the
I've heard we have enough housing for people, like especially in California.
We have enough empty lots and like enough land. It's just about affording it. It's like, you know.
Yeah, but yes, that is, it's stupid. Anyway,
right.
Continue.
Yeah. And the mayor of Houston says that his goal is to get them down to 0% homelessness by the end of next year. So that is a big, hefty goal, but we are here for it.
Yeah.
A Phoenix-based Sikh gas station owner was selling gas 50 cents less a gallon than what he was actually buying it for. So he was losing hundreds of dollars a day because he wanted to help out the community and the neighborhood.
Wow.
Yeah. So his name was, I'm going to try real hard, Jaswindri Singh. And his direct quote is, "If you have something, you have to share it with other people. God gave me help. It doesn't matter. We're not here to make money right now. I'm very happy to help other people." So he's losing about $500 a day. So him and his wife are working longer hours in their store to try and make up for the loss of wages. But he's just happy to help his community.
Wow.
Yeah.
What a great person.
Right.
I mean, unfortunately, he can't sustain that for like,
I know,
the longest periods of time. But that's really great for what he's doing right now. I hope people are appreciative of it.
I know, right? And then I'm trying to think. Okay. So then the next one is a Minneapolis woman who was about to be evicted from her house of 19 years was saved by neighbors who ended up buying the home for her. So her name was Linda Taylor, and she moved into her home about 20 years ago when she relocated to the area to volunteer for and with people that were experiencing homelessness. Aww. And right. And so recently her landlord said that he was going to sell the property, but gave her until the end of June to try and raise funds. And when the neighborhood heard about this, they were all so in love with her because she's kind of like the neighborhood like grandmother that like takes care of everyone and is like super selfless and like, you know, just like a very genuine and great person. So yeah, they all rallied together and held like bake sales and car washes and auctions and did everything they could. And they ended up raising her, I want to say it was $250,000 to buy the home. So,
that's awesome.
Yeah.
And that's then a down payment.
Right. And then my last positive news is that this one gives me goosebumps. The CDC has finally approved the Pfizer and Moderna COVID vaccines for kids younger than 5 years old all the way down to 6 months. And so the vaccines will start shipping out right over the weekend.
Oh, all my little nibblings can be vaccinated. Mm-hmm.
And now, starting play on Monday.
They're going to go play and have fun together.
I am so excited.
That's amazing. Obviously. And if there's anyone out there who's like, giving vaccines to children, literally when a baby comes out of a womb, the standard is to stab it with like 16 needles of different vaccines. Babies getting vaccines has been happening for freaking years. So if you're like, blah, 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 listen, we've all been vaccinated for like, how long have I been vaccinated? A year?
Oh, you mean with COVID vaccine? Yeah, like almost 2 years, right?
Yeah. A year. Still got all my limbs, not growing any new ones.
Yet. No, just kidding. Please get vaccinated,
it's
for the love of God.
It's a 20-year con.
The microchip they put in us. Do you think that's why we're gay? I mean, you did come out right around the same time that you got the vaccine.
No, so. I came out before I got vaccinated. Thank you very much.
Go with the conspiracy.
No!
So, yes, I'm so excited. So, anyone 6 months and older can get, starting on Monday, they should be available on Monday, should get the Pfizer or Moderna vaccine. I am so excited. Oh my God. All right. That is it for our news.
We had so much news today. Also me being too hyper for anyone's happiness.
No, I loved it. Okay. We didn't get to questions last week. So do we want to skip game and do questions instead?
Give me
this
a
week?
Question.
Heck yeah. All right. This was a really good one. Joy and I spent a lot of time talking about this. Would you rather know how the world started or how it's going to end?
How it started.
Same. Yeah.
Yeah. Don't stress me out. I don't need to know how it ends.
I don't want
to
know.
Let me know. Ignorance is bliss there.
Yep.
I want to know who's right.
Exactly. That's my number one. I want to know. Yeah.
Who's right?
Who was right? Did you ever watch The Good Place?
Freaking love that show. That show is so good. And right. I tried to get Abby said she's watched it before, and I was like, let's watch it again, because like we rewatch things to fall asleep sometimes. And she's like, I lied. I only watched like an episode. I don't think I keep watching this. And I was like, why? And she goes, I'm scared that we're all in a simulation, and like, what if we are in the bad place already? And like all these things. And I was like, you overthink anxiety. I'm going to put this away.
Yeah. Oh my God. Well, that's just what that reminds me of. Remember they said in the show, the one person got it right. There was person out of the however billion amount of people that have ever existed. Only one person ever got it right. Yes. I'm like, I want to know.
I want to be that. I want to know. No one would ever believe me, but knowing.
That's enough. It's enough.
That's
right?
Enough. All right. Other questions?
Oh, yes.
Okay. I think we got time for like one more.
Oh, okay. All right. I'm going to go with this one because it was funny. If you could only eat at one, and it caused an argument between me and Joy. So let's. Oh, all right.
Joyous?
If you could. Joy? If you could only. Not even an argument. She just enlightened me. Let me put it like that. If you could only eat at one chain restaurant for the rest of your life, which one would it be?
Oh, need to be something that served a lot of different types of food at once.
Yep. I didn't think about that. I went immediately for my favorite. And then she was like, you're going to get so tired. There's like 16 items on the menu. You need to think big.
Yeah. It can't be like pizza or Mexican.
Right.
I don't. What serves everything, though?
Do you want to know her incredible answer?
Yes.
Cheesecake Factory.
Wait, that's not fast food. Wait, did you say fast food?
No, chain restaurant.
Oh, chain restaurant.
Yeah. Cheesecake Factory. Okay. Their menu is like 27 pages long.
Yeah, it's never.
They got everything.
Okay, but my issue is they don't have a lot of dairy-free options for me. Because I don't eat dairy when I'm in the States. So
yeah, but you could bring your lactaid with you to Cheesecake Factory.
This is true. Mm-hmm. Yeah, why chain restaurant?
Mm-hmm. That was a hard one. I initially went with Red Robin because if I'm gonna
Red
eat trashy,
Robin, yum.
Red Robin. No, if I'm gonna have to eat at a chain restaurant, I don't know what it is about Red Robin or what they put in those wings and their strawberry lemonade.
Oh, their strawberry lemonade. Oh, get in my body.
I get so sick every time after I eat at Red Robin, and I continually go back because it tastes so good.
It's freaking delicious.
But then I'd get so sick of it. She's right.
Yeah. Ooh.
Yeah.
I don't know if I have an answer but I do know it has. I don't think I would go with Cheesecake Factory because half the menu is cheesecake. And honestly, not my favorite. I know. Like, even as a kid, it just like wasn't my favorite.
When you could go there once a year for your birthday, was your family like my family?
Oh, we didn't have one in town. So I didn't experience it till like college.
Oh, okay. Get your vet. I'm kidding.
I'm boosted.
You are boosted.
I don't have an answer, but I know it needs to. I can think about it, maybe come back.
Okay, we'll revisit next week.
We'll revisit because I also know that, like, there's chains. There's stuff I'm not even thinking about.
We have stressed her out, people.
We have. I love food.
You're not gonna be able to sleep tonight, Abby. Which chain restaurant?
What one sells the most things that I like?
Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah. All right. Okay, well, I think that's going to be it for today. I'm going to figure it out, and I'll let you know.
Thank you. We are going to all sit on the edge of our seats until then.
It looks like I'm half an angel. Do you see this? It looks like a wing.
Nope.
It looks like a...
Oh, I do.
Thank
the stairs.
But it's not
the
on
stairs.
The side. Yes, it looks like I lost my other wing.
Okay, well. Yes, I see what you're talking about.
My back hurts. I'm gone.
She's back on the floor, people.
All right.
Her and Daisy are matching right now.
Oh, Daisy Wazy.
All
right. I love you guys. Thank you so much for watching. Thanks for joining us. Please make sure you're following us on whatever platform you're listening to this on. And follow us on Instagram. There we also often ask for questions and let you guys know any information or news that happens. All right. I love you guys. Emily.
Love you.
All right. And we'll see you next time. Bye. Thank you for listening to this week's episode of All Things Internet. Please make sure to like and follow our podcast on whichever platform you're currently listening to it on. And make sure to follow us at PodcastATI on Twitter, where you can ask questions and get the latest updates on our show. We love you. Thanks for listening. I'm Rachel Ballinger, and this has been All Things Internet.
Have you ever watched a futuristic sci-fi movie and wondered, but wait, could any of this really happen? And will I live long enough to see it? That's what our show Hypothetical is about. I'm Carrie Bechet, and on this podcast, we ask what-if questions about the future. Like, what if we could read minds? What if the world's digital data was erased all at once? What would happen if the Yellowstone supervolcano erupted? Then we explore that question two ways, through speculative science fiction and through dialogue with brilliant scientists. The result is a genre-bending narrative that's interwoven with real facts provided by literal geniuses. And spoiler alert, a lot of the science fiction out there, it's not nearly as far-fetched as you might think. Come time travel with me into the future on Hypothetical. New episodes on Tuesdays, available on all your favorite podcast apps. Just search Hypothetical. That's HYPERTHETICAL.